The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Lord knows they'll try.
You're listening to the National Intel Report here on RBN. I am guest host Richard Carey, filling in for John Stadmiller. And again, this is Tuesday, the 26th of October, 2021. And that was before the end of the first hour, just briefly mentioning how, if only we did allow the so-called too big to fail to fail. We could, of course, we need to get rid of the Fed to really make a significant change as far as just the worth of our hourly wage, yearly wage, whatever you want to think of it as. But it would be a good step in the right direction if China, at least, again, is to do this, continue with this, allowing the biggest to fail, and take their own hit. Who knows? What if it could start catching on in other countries, regardless if it has a domino effect? It could upset things that could lead to something positive in the wake. We don't have to fall for a Hegelian response, of central bank digital currencies or a one world currency. Maybe that's the solution, right? And then we'll all be safe in the future with our social credit scores. But I mean, everything indicates that what we have with the medical passport is leading up to this. It's leading up to more control of your transactions as an end game. And everything about these shots, seeing how dangerous they are, it makes it even more evident. I mean, we hear about Fauci knowing about the ADE, antibody-dependent enhancement, regarding similar mRNA technologies used previously, prior to COVID application. I mean, he knows what kind of fallout we're going to have from all of this. At this point, we have UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson conceding vaccination does not offer protection from catching COVID nor from spreading it. But you need to take your shots and have your medical passport. And we're supposed to believe this all makes perfect sense. The New Zealand Prime Minister is out there admitting that they're creating two classes of people. Those vaxxed get special privileges. But yeah, we're supposed to believe this is all on the up and up. Because now they're calling it the Delta Plus variant. Okay, more transmissible than Delta, rapidly spreading across Europe and Asia. Well, it has a plus after it, so I guess we need to take it seriously now, no matter how much data indicates otherwise. And a deleted UK government report celebrated how the public loves to, quote unquote, conform. But we have multiple, quite a few sources who managed to secure a copy of it, even though it's been pulled. Just indicating once again just how blatantly these people lie and assume us to lap it up like sheeple. So let's go to the phones. We have some very interesting, well-appreciated callers in the queue. First, we have one of my co-hosts, Stephen Douglas Whitener. Hello, Stephen. Welcome. Good evening, sir.
Hello, Richard. Thanks for taking my call. It's great to hear you and William coming out of the radio earlier. I agree with just about everything that you guys were saying there, especially would like to reiterate what he was saying about how this whole thing is, you know, a fraud and obviously part of a depopulation agenda that goes way back. I would like to plug another. Catherine Austin Fitch, yes, definitely a great source for people to look at. You guys were talking about her earlier and her Lockstep program. That's a very good one. There's another
The video,
channel that
I've... Her video, I'd recommend everyone go to BitChute to find it. Planet Lockdown is the best. Yeah, that's the most noteworthy video interview she did. It's like an hour, just under an hour, and she covers all of this.
And she called it out, just like you said, that these riots were in tax-free, quote-unquote, enterprise zones, which had been set up for minority-owned businesses, which didn't pay taxes, and they wanted to burn them out so they could take those over. The whole thing was planned out from city to city with Antifa and the criminals in the banking industry and the realtors and the local politicians and investors. It was just, the whole thing was racketeering and extortion 101. It's just, it was basically a mob action. You look at it the same way that the mob used to intimidate and extort restaurants and bars that they would end up owning and burning out. You know, I mean, if anyone ever saw the movie Goodfellas, when they took over this bar and then they just completely gutted it and got it into much, much debt, and then they burned it down and took the insurance money, that's what they're doing to our whole country. That's what these people are doing to our nation and to our future and our children's future, more importantly. The fact that you just said that they want to give it to children 5 to 11 is just, it's infuriating. If that does... And I thought people would rise up when they were bouncing the toddlers on the little pedophile clowns at the library, but too many of these soccer mom, you know, woke feminist morons were bringing their little toddlers down to play horsey on the little pedophile clown at the drag queen story hour. There were so many of them, I believe that these powers that shouldn't be looked at that and said, we can get away with anything. Launch the operation. We're taking these idiots down. And they don't, almost, maybe not quite 2 years into it, but close to 2 years into it, I heard a caller on Robert Ravolt's show last night. I think he's by the hijacker from Washington State or something like that. Two nights ago. Yes, sir. Thank you. Two nights ago, Sunday night. And he said that where we are now, as far as the American economy and the society that we have left here, is it's the equivalent of being 100 yards from the cliff in the Thelma and Louise movie, where they're just about to drive that convertible right off the cliff into the canyon. And this person is speculating that, oh, they're going to come to their senses. They're going to slam on the brakes when they say that, when they see that we're just about to completely destroy the American economy, that, you know, the military and all the scientists and all of the people who are doing the important jobs are just about to all walk away from their jobs because of these forced clot shots that Biden is trying to enforce, these mandates he's trying to enforce. And there were reports in some of the websites that we frequent every day that said that there were many business leaders who were rushing to Biden, begging him not to do that, at least not until after the holidays. And in the next 2 weeks, we'll know whether he will or not, or whether that will crash. But we are that close. I do believe that we're just 2 weeks out from this thing could possibly completely fall apart. And hyperinflation, Weimar America, the whole nine yards for that. So the time, you know, we'll know in the next few weeks what they're going to do.
And it's interesting. I mean, many are pointing out it's very intentional how they have a lot of these deadlines right before Thanksgiving, just to add the pressure for people to think, hey, you know, do you want your family to be tighter on money than they already are for the Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's season? You know, as far as just food, for that matter, and just basic necessities, it's getting colder. You know, it's the time of year where the heating bill, the heating is a concern for a lot of people. And on top of everything else, just children in school, all
doubled.
Sorts of things. Yes. And then the holidays on top of it. And never mind the whole idea of gifts, because I'm sure, I don't know, does Fauci say that, that gifts spread COVID? Probably. So that's probably not going to happen. But,
so.
You know, all right.
I want to implore any dog lover out there, somebody who really loves dogs, please go visit Mr. Fauci and explain to him why what he did was wrong.
Oh, the beagle.
The beagles and the sand flies.
Yeah.
Someone please explicitly explain that to him in great detail, why that is the wrong thing to do. No, I'll just put it that way, okay? I won't I won't be any more explicit myself, but yeah. Now, maybe the pit bull that Michael Vick was abusing would like to have a word with Dr. Fauci. That I saw a meme earlier today where a pit bull was saying, "Bring me Fauci," and I was like, "Someone, please do that." But that's just almost comic relief at this point, Richard. You know, it's sad when you get to the point where this demon that's behind everything becomes the court jester that we pick on, and I don't know. This stuff is serious, and it's so much worse than we even have reported, because I've been, there's another, this one is actually a YouTube channel, and it may be on BitChute as well. It's called After School, and the school is spelled S-K-O-O-L, and they have, I don't think this is a racially aware site, but they're very aware when it comes to the naturopathic medicine and the decline of health and the chemical farming that caused it, and they go into great detail about when certain diseases skyrocketed and what other things happened to our food at the same time. And one of the conclusions was that if we stopped using glyphosate right now, it would take a full 50 years if we never used another drop of it for it to return to non-toxic levels in our environment, because it's in our rainwater, it's in the lakes and streams, and it's destroying our food's ability to create all the essential amino acids that we need, and that leads to what they call leaky gut and just a leaky tissue syndrome in humans, which has damaged our health. There's another video there which deals with the reduction in sperm count and the reproductive ability. Since 1973, the sperm count all over the world has gone in half. It's 50% less. So that's 1% reduction a year. And it's not just in humans, but in all mammals. And there's a video that traces that to the increased use of phthalates, which are a chemical that's used in plastics. They're used as plasticizers and as additives to plastics to make them more flexible, more pliable, to make them last longer or more transparent. There's just a lot of different uses that this particular class of chemical is used in plastics, but they leach in. They're water soluble, and then you can measure them in urine, and the degree that a woman has these phthalates in her system during the first trimester of a pregnancy is greatly determinative of how the sexual prowess, I would say, or how much, you know, whether the person's going to be have strong reproductive organs or not. When these chemicals are present, then you end up with the soy boy syndrome, with males who are feminized, deeply feminized in the womb. And that's been going on for well over 50 years now. And it's cumulative. And these are things that we're not going to be able to recover from. This is a depopulation event, no matter whether these even if these shots were saving lives, we're already in a demographic decline headed just for the same kind of cliff that guy described. what we have all over the world is we have an expanding middle. Usually populations are at a pyramid, but the more young people and babies, and then as you get older, a lot of the kids, some of them are going to die out, and you're going to have more, a fatter, a smaller group, but more productive in the middle years. And then as they age older, now we're blowing up the old people and they're shrinking the young people. And that's a demographic cliff that we just can't recover from with the kind of economic system we have today. It will not work. There won't be money for Medicare, Social Security, or even people to care for the aging boomers at this point anywhere in the world. And I don't know, I think that they believe they have to just cull the population. That's their answer to everything. And it becomes obvious. I don't know.
And like we said, we've already had evidence that it's varied significantly what the contents are of various batches, including some that are only saline, for that matter.
Yes.
And many people, of course, are having adverse reactions and or deaths, but at different time periods. I mean, sure, some people will suddenly have a death or other adverse reaction, if you can even call death an adverse reaction.
Uh-huh. Yeah, really.
Right after.
That's the ultimate adverse reaction.
Yeah, like right after.
And all these things that are reported, it's reported else, that there may be 10 to 100 times that aren't reported.
Right. Oh, exactly. And so, I mean, but of course, it could happen that day. It could happen in the next couple of weeks, and they don't have to report it until 14 days. As a vaxxed death, you're not considered vaccinated until 14 days. If you die in that first 14 days, they don't even have to report it. Technically, it doesn't even have to, won't even qualify invaders. It's how corrupt, mm-hmm. Just one of the levels of them skewing the numbers is. But
yeah.
In the next 6 months or in the next, year and a half, 2 years, or in the next 5 to 10 years, this is shortened lifespan, but they're saying you're also compromising your immune system further, which each jab, they're saying 40% compromised from one shot, that you are 60% compromised, I want to say at least, that they said after the second shot, by the third jab, the majority of your immune system is wiped out.
Yeah.
And you're just increasing, the shortening of your lifespan with each sequential shot, of course. So, I mean, or you could just die of a various organ failure down the road, which was due to the genetic manipulation, and you won't, and the spike proteins and combination of these different ingredients or any number or combination thereof. And it'll be hard to prove a lot of this in the long term, just like 9/11, just like JFK. Which Biden is just like we expected in the continued covering up JFK documents. So, yeah.
And he did do that. Yeah, he decided to keep them secret. You had made a report that people thought he was going to do that a couple of weeks ago, and now he's followed through and done so.
Maybe we can skip this this upcoming break here. Stephen, there are a few other callers, but if you want to stick around
I don't mind. I wouldn't mind talking to a caller. Thank you.
All right, and I appreciate skipping the break for us. Thanks, Mike. All right, well, let's bring in Tony in Virginia. Hello, Tony. Hey, good to hear from you tonight, sir. What's on your mind?
This is he. Am I coming through?
Tony, good to hear you.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. You as well. And, a million things, and my mind's going in a million directions. And I guess to stay on this subject, where to even begin? It's just so obvious and in your face, right? You can't believe that and people can't see this. Now, I have family. I guess I'll just share it this way like I did. I have family. They are drinking this Kool-Aid. They're watching CNN. They've offered me money to get the vaccine. They're certain that I'm going to die from COVID. And, it's insane, if you would just scratch the surface of this, I don't know what it is, this phenomenon that is, I guess the people, their minds are programmed to have a knee-jerk reaction that when they hear the word conspiracy or something, even though people are in prison for conspiracy, your government believes in conspiracy if you don't believe in it, because there are many of people who have never physically been linked to crimes that are doing time based on conspiracy. Now, of course, I believe in conspiracy. I mean, to conspire, I don't know the exact definition, but basically it's more than one person, several people trying to commit some type of fraud. So ask yourself this, if the conspiracy people are kooks or this, that, and I realize they do put the turd in the punch bowl, as they say, with the crazy theories, it's the light, right? So if the light of truth and open debate and discussion, it should expose those who are conspiring, right? Because to conspire means to deceive, and it's under cover of this type of nature. I mean, what better cover than cancel culture? And to just blanketly condemn people to give you this, and actually I'm kind of going in another direction, but why not? And I wanted to touch on this, but I didn't know if this was the right show or not, but like the show that Richard did today is an excellent show. But I realized that if you're out there and you're listening to this and you listen to Richard's show earlier today, a lot of that stuff can be just shocking to you because you've never heard it before. You've never looked at the other side. But they've been lying to us about so many things. And they vary as well, okay, but you've been lied. There are so many things that you've grown up with and you've been taught and accepted as fact, and actually what they are conspiracies, believe it or not. They're planned lies that cannot be held up under scrutiny, and that's why you have to be programmed through the media and your education to have a knee-jerk reaction and to just assume that certain figures are synonymous with Satan and evil. And I would appeal to, if you're a Southerner out there, you know this firsthand, what they have done to demonize, to make it, when, first of all, most Southerners didn't own slaves, and believe it or not, most Southerners weren't for slaves. Poor whites didn't like slavery at all. For one, they couldn't compete. How do you compete against slave labor? You can't. Which, incidentally, I'm not going to say it's slave labor to that degree. China. Well, how do you think you're getting these cheap iPhones? And how do you think they're doing that? I won't even go into that because I could go on a tangent on that. But the original reason I called, right, because I've been hearing this thrown around a lot lately, and I've heard it on this network, and I'm not attacking these people, but I want them to go back and question what they've been taught and take a look at this. But this whole idea, we need to have a new Nuremberg trial, right? Nuremberg trial, because of Fauci and what they're doing. Now, I agree that these people should be tried and that they are committing a fraud, okay? But you don't know what you're talking about, because Nuremberg had nothing to do with any type of justice. Nuremberg was a fraud, and I'm so weak in the history of this, I can't remember. Was it Eisenhower? One of them that even said, there's many quotes on this. I mean, just consider this. They were judged by their accuser. What kind of a, that's awful right there, right? There, which was mostly the Soviet side. How can you have a fair trial when your judge, your accuser is your judge? Okay, so right there, the idea, just on that premise, not even looking at the fact that these people have been tortured and nonetheless, and the fact that none of this stuff stood up over time. Okay, if you're older like us, you heard about they turned them into soap, they turned them into lampshades. It was all BS, not a shred of evidence for any of that, all lies that had to fade away because, and of course they don't want to, talk about that now. And I would just ask you this. I don't know how much the audience out there will be old enough to remember this, but there was actually a television show called Hogan's Heroes, where it was an American, an Englishman, a French, and they were POWs to the Germans. Okay,
yes.
And it was a comedy even, right? Okay, so they didn't start, they kept propelling this down the road as they go, and then it snowballs into something that you can see the closer you get to the event that a lot of these claims that they're making just aren't so. And they don't want you to see it under the scrutiny. And I'm going to throw this out there because I don't think it upsets Stead Miller because he covers the chemtrails, which I'm ignorant, and I cannot speak to that. But I can tell you, I just put this out there on the moon landing, right? I believed it all my life. I was taught it. You know, I celebrated that, like, you know, what an accomplishment, and other people had challenged it, and I knee-jerked, like, oh, that's crazy. And then I looked at it, and I would just tell you, if you look, when they started doing that back then, okay, from 69 to 72, it wasn't just Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, okay. They kept going, dune buggies. All that footage, which they lost, right? They say they lost. Just when you investigate this, okay, according to NASA, we have been to the moon 6 times, and 12 U.S. astronauts have walked on that soil, and we haven't been back since. Now, the only reason I even bring that up, okay, because I don't even want to go there and hurt somebody's pet peeve or whatever, but the reason it's important is to realize that conspiracies, lies, fraud, things that cannot stand up to scrutiny have been perpetuated before we were all born. And those who have interest in perpetuating them, and now it should be obvious, right? I mean, imagine them pulling this COVID thing 100 years ago. If you knew it was BS, you'd really be hard-pressed.
Well, in a way, did with the 1918 flu. I haven't read the whole book, but I brought up a book about what they claim caused that 1918 epidemic, and they claim that it was a vaccine, a Rockefeller, was it meningitis or encephalitis? I forget which particular vaccine they had blamed this whole thing starting on. And then after that, they blamed most of the deaths on pneumonia that people caught from wearing the mask, and even Fauci published papers that claimed this. So it seems like they did a similar thing back then.
Wow, I did not know that. That previous to the COVID?
Yes, that was previous to this COVID thing happening, where there you can find, as of a week ago, you could still find these.
Yeah, they scrubbed the internet. Yeah. Oh.
But he published a paper that said that it apparently the majority of the people who died from bacterial pneumonia, which they developed from wearing those masks after they were sick with this, that they ended up catching bacterial pneumonia, and that's what did them in, more than the quote-unquote flu. And then there was another book that was published that linked all this back to experimental Rockefeller vaccinations. And this was during the time frame that book that William Red Pilum was referencing, the Eustace guy, the death by injection, when he's covering how all of the naturopathic medical schools had been bought out, and allopathic doctors, they came to the forefront basically because you could patent the medicines that they created by manipulating petroleum products. You know, the chemists were cracking petroleum and getting the energy out of it, and then they were creating plastics and all these other different products, and they found they could create all kinds of drugs that they could patent and make money off of. So that was what they shifted to, and people's health began to decline at that time, along with some other things that were introduced into the diet: refined sugar, heavily refined flour, and vegetable seed oils. There's a number of
And then you flash forward to the law changes making the medical industry profitable.
1973, the Kaiser Permanente decision, exactly. That's when everything really went downhill. And after that, there was no more consideration for you as a patient. You became a customer.
But even still, what medical schools were teaching, what the consensus was, had to conform to Big Pharma more and more ever since Rockefeller instilled that, even prior to that. Correct, Stephen?
Yes, and now it's just complete indoctrination. If you don't go along, then you just don't graduate. All you get at medical school now is training from Big Pharma more than anything else. I mean,
Well, listen,
Your
last thoughts, Tony, because we have a few other callers for after the break.
Yeah, okay, yeah. What I wonder is what relationship Big Pharma might have with, big, like farming, or whatever that's called, right? Because it seems to me like they've been, I'm just now looking into genetically modifying the food, and they want to genetically modify us. And, I should have been suspicious of this earlier, because you look on a package and you'll see 7 or 8 ingredients, for preservation, as a preservative, to give it shelf life. And you're like, wait a minute, you mean to tell me you need this many things? It makes me think there's something more going on in every, we're being manipulated from every angle.
I think you're right.
But thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Long list of those chemicals, Tony, a long list of those chemicals that you find in your food here in the United States are banned in most places the rest of the world. Up to 30-plus chemicals that are used here, they are banned everywhere else. That's due to the fact we have so much regulatory capture between the FDA and Big Pharma and big agriculture and big business. They spend a couple of years there in the federal government, then they go work for this big corporation. And it's not an adversarial relationship at all, where the regulatory agency is supposedly keeping these corporations honest.
All right, we'll be right back.
For the consumer, but
you are opposite. Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back, folks, here on the National Intel Report at RBN. Richard Carey filling in for John Stadmiller as guest host. And if you want, again, check out my broadcast, Beyond the Official Narrative, Monday through Friday on RBN, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time. And let's see, we still have Stephen Douglas Weitener on with us, and we're going to the next caller here. Stephen, we have Paul in California. Now, Paul's been a guest to my show in the past. Hello, Paul. Hey.
Howdy, Paul.
Good evening. Good afternoon. I would like to rename the show to the Pessimism Report. Boy, you guys are just buzzkill over there, man. I think everything's going to be fine. Plenty of food on the shelves, just Take your vaccine and quit complaining about it, would you?
You're right. There's impossible foods and beyond meat. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, I have meat for Patriot dishes or vegetable products.
I got a frozen pizza in my freezer right now, and it's going to take care of me for tonight. And after that, you know, as Alfred E. Newman used to say on Mad Magazine, what me worry?
Wait, are we supposed to eat bugs? Does the World Economic Forum have a webpage on eating bugs? You would think they would.
I haven't been to the World Economic Forum webpage. Have you?
I believe I checked it out once, just where they're talking about their Great Reset. And it's a wonderful opportunity. Like they had nothing to do with COVID lockdowns or the exaggerated response, but it's a great opportunity, to transform the world in so many ways.
I'm not sure how much I can add to, what's been said today, what everybody's been saying for months, what I've said on so many different shows, but I'll mention an article I just saw up on Renegade Tribune, where the wonderful, paragon and champion of the underdog and the fighting for the progressive fighter for against the deep state military industrial complex, Noam Chomsky. He must have got the memo that all the Jews get, because he says that essentially we unvaxxed, we should just be treated like we deserve what we get, including maybe being separated from the rest of society, and that if we need food, well, that's our problem. Those were actually his exact words, that if we need food and we're unvaccinated, it's our problem. So these, once again, the wonderful notion of the Jews standing up for our civil rights and our human rights goes right down the drain when it comes to imposing tyranny.
That confirms everything I've ever thought about that guy as well. Despite his brilliant semantics over the years, supposedly an anti-war champion of the, I suspected as much all along. In fact, the Democracy Now, is it a channel or a website? It was a TV channel. They get Ford Foundation money and all of these grants from these, the usual suspects as well. So I never trusted them either.
I wonder what our precious Noam Chomsky would say about the Palestinians among all the other underdogs he's championed. I wonder if he thinks they should all be vaccinated before they're allowed to get any more food. It's just really, and of course you got out here the right, the conservative darling, Arnold Schwarzenegger, telling us to screw your rights. Take the shot. I was thinking about this thing. We've probably all seen, I know I have, just for entertainment purposes before, these ghost pepper challenge videos, where sometimes they'll actually go out on the street with some super hot peppers and, they got a fistful of $20 bills and they try to get various passersby to try them and oftentimes even the homeless, and they're standing by with the milk and the water and they get them to eat one of these things, and then they film what ensues for entertainment. And I don't know if you guys have seen some of these things, but I have. And I was just thinking about the vaccine in those terms. Think about that for a minute, right? Imagine going out on the street and these people are basically turning red and throwing up and having all kinds of drool and snot coming out of their face. But the vaccine is way worse because it actually kills people. And yet every single media head, every single news station I hear, sports talk radio, they're making fun the other day. These sports talk radio people were making fun of Kyrie Irving for actually having the balls to stand up and say, I'm not taking the vaccine and I don't give a shit if I get to play basketball or not. This is essentially...
Watch the language. We don't say S with a hit on the air, sir.
Oops.
We have some families that listen to some of these broadcasts, even, try to have it on for the whole family, and we try to have that level of decorum. And of course, we want to try extra hard to compete with the corporate media with their shiny studios and polished liars.
It really? Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. Did I hit you this money? I didn't.
But anyway, there's a.
Let me tell you something from my own experience. I wanted to reiterate what William Redfield said about changing your diet too, because you guys probably have heard this, my story where I was burned by. by this hydrogen chloride gas in 1990, and over the years I suffered from respiratory things on and off constantly, and I would take antibiotics, I'd take steroids. The only times that cleared up completely was when I was doing a total vegetable juice fast about 2012, and now again it has almost cleared up when I switched to a vegetarian diet that one of our listeners encouraged me to do because he'd used it to recover from cancer. And it makes a huge difference. I've lost over 100 pounds in the past year and hope that's a good thing. For the most part, I feel a lot better. And I've been thinking that the past couple of this 2 days out of the past five, I've felt pretty draggy. But I'm still taking a blood pressure pill that my doctor had, you know, one of the very few pharmaceutical drugs that I take. And I've lost all this weight, and I've checked my blood pressure and my pulse today, and they were way low. I don't think I need this pill anymore. I think it's what's causing me the problems now. It's amlodipine. It's like a beta blocker, and it doesn't necessarily slow your heart rate, but it can reduce your blood pressure, make you feel kind of draggy. And I think that might be what was causing that. Yeah, I know.
You don't need it at all.
Well, here, we have a few other callers building up. But, Paul, I don't know, did you want to add some final thoughts for the day, sir?
Final?
I hear from you, Paul.
Well, no.
I can hang on and chime in if you want, you know.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine. Let's go to John in California. Hello, John. Thanks for holding. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, hi, Richard and Steve. Thanks for filling in for John. I've listened to your show, your regular show. Very informed. The problem is it's only an hour. So, you know, I wish you had a second hour at times where you could try to call in. I think I've talked to you before. I can't remember. But getting on with the topic, Tony took a lot of what I was going to say, but I've read into this, read alternatives and health for, gosh, 30, almost 40 years. And through publications, I remember Spotlight newspaper, now repressed in the Barnes Review alone. I've learned so much in medicine and what's happened, just as he said, it's become a thing for profit and now control. The Rockefellers and that, yeah, they figured out a way to get the medical schools to, they got rid of the naturopathic and using allopathic and all that. I have a grandson who just started medical school, and my concern is, I haven't told him, I'm proud he's in it, but he's probably going to end up learning just how to give out drugs, at least to start. But the thing, I followed this stuff and tried to use things that, you know, natural of that, and it's helped me a lot, especially before the COVID. I just learned to get into with food, various foods, and to stay with the fresh and natural and that. And I don't call them lockdowns, we get out of our homes, but when we couldn't go out and, you know, have a meal, you know, I cook, and we, you know, stayed at home. I cook with my wife, and 4 months we lost a lot of weight. A lot of friends were gaining weight because they had to stay home. I said, hey, get out and exercise, walk, which I do. But the thing about that, and then I got involved with a doctor used to be on RBN that got me into using foods and stuff where I ended up going off all my medications, heart, thyroid. I've been well over a year, and I feel great. You know, there are times when you feel down a little. I think it's mostly stress that I'm concerned for my family and friends about what they're going through from taking the vaccine and that. But you keep going, and, you know, sure, it lets you down. And so when are you going to finally have to, if you need to participate something or go, you know, give in to this? But, you know, even that, maybe, you know, keeping your body and immune system up, you might survive through that more than other people. And I think there is a control factor. You just, you know, the people have died and got real sick. Why they are all haven't died at one time, they probably have it fixed where they're just letting people slowly go through. But that's just one thing we have to watch out for. Anyway, that's that's my comments. But yeah, I thank you for everybody on RB and all the sites, even news things I've never heard of and websites that you've mentioned, other people mentioned. They're still out there somewhere. Somebody get into it. So that's a good thing. So, but you know, there's a constant assault on all this stuff. But you know, all you people that come in, and I'm glad they found a place for somebody like you, Richard, to come on and take the place of somebody that left or had to leave or whatever. So,
that's thank you.
My comments. Yeah. I'll probably think of something when I get off. But anyway, I could keep on going. But it's great to hear this kind of stuff. Kind of keeps you going. Thank you.
I
very
agree
much
with you. For kudos for Richard. Paul and I were discussing. We don't know whether we owe him a lot or whether we blame him for a lot. But yeah, he kind of instigated all of us getting together like this. A lot of the hosts here. He's been a champion for the truth the past 5 years for certain. Really,
let me tell you this. You know, all the hosts have got some differences, but they're all kind of pushing the same direction. And I can listen to the next one that, you know, he's got a different take. And you can understand that, you know, you're all different, but at least you got different views, kind of all going the right way.
Yeah.
To get rid of the control, the tyranny, you know, you get your advice in government. Well, the thing is, I think with this vaccine thing, I think it's really getting tougher because a lot of people, like I said, it's covered up by the media, the mainstream media, that will not take it. And I think, you know, they'll make it sound like, oh, there's 80% of the people have had the vaccine. But the way you listen to it and all that, you know, I know John Stadmiller said, no, not even half of the people. Then you start hearing more and more from non-mainstream, you know, just like police and fire, government, because they're not going to do it, and they're risking their jobs if they have to do it. So we're not going to do it. I think they're making it, and they're trying to scare people more that, no, you better take it because, now, well, you're doing this, I think, because people are pushing back, and they're getting desperate. It's hard to tell sometimes. So, yeah.
Does get hard to tell, but they seem very, very desperate to get this thing into people for something that doesn't work, that they admit doesn't work.
Right. And why, you know, they won't answer. Why? First thing I tell people is, okay, number one, why did the government or Congress indemnify the drug companies against lawsuits, criminal charges? And why did they let them get away with that? You can't go after them. Doesn't that tell you something right there? Think for a little bit. And if people are getting, if it's working, why do they have all these other ingredients in there? Nobody wants to say what it is other than aluminum, fetus, pig blood. You know, there's all kinds of, what does that have to do with helping somebody with, you know, COVID or whatever it is? They never bring any of that stuff up.
Hmm. It's obvious that the shots were not produced in response to the COVID, but the COVID was released because they had the shots ready to go and needed an excuse to get them into people. That seems
And it was profitable. It was very profitable. I said, okay, give me a shot of saline solution. Give me a placebo, like they say. They're claiming Congress and government workers, they're probably getting that stuff with nothing in it. No, you don't hear any Congress people getting real sick or dying all of a sudden, and that they're not saying anything about that. So, okay, give me something that they took. You know what's going to happen? He says, no, and I said, why are you worried about me not having it? I'm probably in better physical, you know, mental health shape than you are. Are you scared about because, you know what, I'm going to shed it? Or, I think it's the other way around. You might be producing stuff out of your stuff that... anyway, that's...
I think that's probably more likely, yeah.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So, anyway, guys, thank you very much, Richard. Keep up
the
work.
Thank you for the call.
Keep listening. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the call. And... we have James in Vancouver on the line. Hello, James.
Yeah, good afternoon. You can't trust Chomsky, okay? Chomsky, after 9-1-1, I heard Chomsky say, though, it couldn't be a conspiracy. That would just be too much. So Chomsky's, forget about Chomsky. But I will offer this opinion to you, and is that I believe that Christianity was invented to bring down the Roman Empire, okay? Christianity was invented to bring down Rome. All right. That's the thought I want to share with you today.
That reminds me of a book called Caesar's Messiah. Have you ever heard of a book called Caesar's Messiah?
No, but... No, I haven't.
That's another take on that. I've been wanting to read that book. I've read a synopsis of it, but I haven't read that whole book. And it's something I'm also very interested in.
I think we still have Paul on the line too. I don't know, Paul. Do you have anything to comment on that?
Well, I'm open to those thoughts. I don't really know for sure. The Roman Empire, there was a lot of things going on, but racially, there was, shall we say, it was undermined racially. That's pretty much agreed upon by a lot of people. As far as religious philosophy bringing down a culture or a civilization or an empire, I'm not so sure. But again, I've heard those thoughts expressed by many people on different shows, and I can't say I'm opposed to them or favor them, either one.
I just realized at this point a lot of people aren't going to be dissuaded if they have Christian beliefs of some sort. And, you know, we need all people who are, of European stock, who are willing to push back against the anti-white agenda, or willing to speak out against Jewish power, for that matter, the replacement agenda, you know, a lot of these things which are pushed from the usual suspects. Critical race theory is one of the newest variants. I don't know, James, what else did you want to add, sir?
Other than I'm a big fan of Friedrich Nietzsche. So I think Nietzsche figured it out, and a lot of people in Germany figured it out. And I'll just leave it at that for now. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling.
James, did you catch Richard's show earlier today, Beyond the Official Narrative? You may find, if you didn't catch that one, you probably will find today's show that he did very interesting as well, along those lines, too.
Okay, well, all right, I'll dig it up.
He had an interesting guest I think you'll appreciate. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, James, I thought I had your contact info, but I'm not sure I do. I mean, if you're able to email me or something, so we could be in touch. I don't think I have it.
Okay, I can send you an email.
All right, great.
I wrote a couple of books too. You might be interested in them.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, sir. Thanks for having me now.
Yes, sir. Always appreciate your calls.
I'd like to add a couple of thoughts to them. We'll just assume still listening.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear me? Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if I was still on.
Yeah.
So I think it's not out of line to make the point that Western civilization, you know, and Western Christian civilization are nearly inseparable. And I don't think that we have really suffered under any kind of a Christian agenda. So, for example, when you take a look at all the ills of society, okay, for example, pornography. Right? Pornography is definitively not a Christian agenda. Abortion is not a Christian agenda. The current economic system where one group can hoard and steal all the wealth with no mind to actual real social needs, that is certainly not a Christian agenda. And in fact, I recommend people read Catholic literature on economics. It's quite in keeping with what I would call the benefit of mankind. I think that what we're looking at here is there's a group of people, and we're not going to call them a religion, because I think the religion is far less important than who they are racially, and they've demonstrated that over and over.
They are anti-human. Okay, everything that they're doing is anti-human. Earlier in the show, William was mentioning the report from Iron Mountain. And many of us have heard of this before. And, of course, they talk about, he mentioned the fact that they said that it wouldn't even really be desirable to have peace even if we could achieve it. Now, who would write such a thing? It's such patent nonsense. And, of course, we're always being subjected to reports from such think tanks and government-backed institutions. What about the report of the common people? If you were to ask common people what they want, I think it would be pretty universal. They want peace, prosperity, you know, brotherhood, love, you know, all these things, sufficiency of material goods. These are all things that common people would want and that nobody would argue would be any problem for society. So we have to kind of look at things that way. I'm not opposed at all to Christianity or Catholicism. I would be opposed if Christianity or Catholicism has any role in, for example, undermining our values such as, you know, a racially harmonious society with goodwill towards our own and actual goodwill towards outsiders as long as they stay outside and respect our country and our borders. So that's the end of my little rant. Thanks for hearing it.
Yes, sir. And we have Tom in Utah on the line. Tom.
Hello, gentlemen. Hey, I just wanted to let you know that God and nature have not received the memorandum on shedding or any of this nonsense. Is that a surprise?
No, good stuff.
Shedding is nonsense.
You're right.
The number one enemy of a pathogen, and I'm talking about all the pathogens that attack the human animal and all the animal kingdom, all of them are destroyed within seconds of oxygen. Free oxygen is their arch enemy. Where do you find free oxygen? Everywhere, except inside the biosphere of fat, flesh, and blood. So when they talk about shedding and you cross-infecting somebody, it's nonsense. Otherwise, I'd be dead. My children and my wife would be dead. Because
even though
I
this is genetic manipulation, you question how much genetic manipulation they're really able to do. You seem very skeptical when I've spoken to you in the past on that, Tom. I mean, we're pretty much out of time, but yeah, we need to discuss that more in future.
Well, go to Gassy America. My phone number's at the bottom. And I've lost a lot of numbers because my phone died. So call me, anybody that wishes to, and I'll take you through shedding or the nonsense of it.
Thanks, Tom.
Okay.
And even the genetic manipulation. We're not that smart. We're just not that smart.
Yes, sir. All right, thank you, Tom. I will do that. And thank you, Paul. Always appreciate your input, sir. It was a good...
Thank you.
Discussion.
I agree with Tom.
All right. And please support RBN, folks. Your donations are what keep everything active, keep all the bills paid, keep all of this information available. And have a great night. Cheers.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.